Before we get into it, I know it's been a while since the last upload. I apologize. I'm working on a couple things, but I kind of had to put them to the side because this is pretty urgent. The first time that there was ever a new Ultra shortcut done for the first time was, I believe, June 1st of 2008 on Grumble Volcano. The most recent time that a new Ultra shortcut was done for the first time was yesterday, October 13th, 2025. So it's been kind of crazy. This is not even, it's not 200cc, it's not on a custom track, it's not a mod thing. This is an ultra shortcut that you can do in the regular game. I haven't seen it yet, but we're going to be reacting to it today. Shoutouts to the man, the fish, the legend, Sefish, Finnish player, very, very good glitch player. He's done N64 Bowser's Castle, I know, he's done Shy Guy Beach, and now we can see that he is the first and currently only person on the globe ever to do the Peach Gardens Ultra Shortcut. It's been known about for TAS for, I don't know how long, it's been a while though. Now, a human's done it, on a Wii, without any hacks. I mean, this is really mind-blowing to me. I'm excited to watch this. Go and follow Sefish. I'll link his Twitch, YouTube in the description. I know he's been working on this for at least, I mean months. He's been working on it for months. Anyway, I've been yammering along. Let's give this a watch. Okay. Dude, seeing the Wario bike. The Wario bike in a world record. Wow, he's driving pretty good. I'm pretty sure he does the ultra shortcut on lap 2. So he doesn't even need to be driving this well. I get he probably got a lot of practice, because, you know, I think you have to go for the ultra shortcut lap 2 for it to be faster. So he probably got a lot of practice driving this, but this is some... Ooh! He almost hit the hedge. This is some decent driving for Wario Bike Peach Garden standards, one of the worst vehicles in the game. So yeah, let's get the world record with that. Okay, this is where the shenanigans start. What's he gonna do? Is he gonna clip off the tree, I would imagine? Ooh, okay, so he does a double wheelie, and he just falls right out of bounds. I want to see that again. That double wheelie strat is similar to what you see on, like, Mario Circuit, I think, with the TAS clip. Yeah, I think you're trying to get your vehicle tilted all the, like, as far back as possible to get a higher clip, and then, wow. Okay. Jump the fence. I'm pretty sure, okay, the bravery to do this here. I'm pretty certain that if you go even slightly to the right here, you get counted out of bounds. So the fact that he's just full speed wheeling, I mean, just goes to show he's practiced this a lot. He's tried this for months, so this is the easy part, I'm pretty sure. Just barely tracing along the lines of the along the lines of the fence here. Just super carefully. This is where I think it gets even more stupid difficult, because I'm pretty sure he has to ride on this, like, on the road without falling down. I think he has to ride up here to get to where he needs to go. Very patiently, very slowly, and then he just wheelies! Just full speed! Oh, he fell. Everything's intentional here, though. Like, with a shortcut like this, there's no room for accidents. So you must be supposed to fall. Right there. Just very patiently and carefully aligning. Going right alongside the road as to not clip back into bounds, but also where the game thinks you are in bounds, so you don't get respawned. Now, how does he get That's a gutsy move. I mean, I'm sure it's... Wow. Just charging the mini turbo and actually using it to get up. And now he's fully out of bounds. Dude, what on earth? What is with the mini turbos? Okay. So it looks like he's kind of in the ground. I don't know. That's all about. And here, I think, is where it starts. There we go. Oh my gosh, he's in the hedge. Turns around. Wow. What do you do with that? This is absurd. And there you go. 30-second lap, not even, 29.2-second lap on DS Peach Gardens. We need to see some of this again. So the lap pretty much starts here, but he had to do so much hard stuff to get here. Reverses. Shrooms. It's just, I'm curious about so much of this. Like, can you not just turn around super fast, or I guess maybe you'd fall out of bounds or something? This whole thing doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense in general, really. It's such a just perplexing glitch. And, I mean, I think the general consensus is that this is now the hardest glitch to ever be pulled off in the game, which is a big deal. Before, it was DS Desert Hills, and now, there we have it. It's Peach Gardens. Zephish, dude, this is amazing. I still don't even fully, I barely understand what I'm looking at here. Yeah, are we even playing the same game? An ultra shortcut that is only doable, at least I assume it's only doable using the Wario bike? Wow. I've said it to a bunch of people already, but I'm going to say it here too. 2025, man. It is the year of the Wario bike. Luigi Circuit, we had the fast lap and the three lap. Mario Raceway, we had the fast lap. Now, Peach Gardens. Peach Gardens, though, I mean, this is a straight up ultra shortcut. This is a big deal. This isn't like the other ones. The other ones are a big deal, but this is a bigger deal. And he gets respawned right there at the end of the track. I could watch this so many more times. I think I will. I think I'm gonna watch the whole thing again. It starts so far back. Like, he's still not even close to the end here, but the glitch has already begun. The glitch begins at, like, about 49 seconds. He's hitting the tree clip here, so... Boom. Bounce. Into the bush. That is interesting. But, like, even just that... Like, for most ultra shortcuts, that would be the whole thing. If this was Sherbet Land, you get the clip, you're pretty much good. Mario Circuit, you get the clip. Most of the time, you're totally good. Peach Gardens, you get the clip. That's step one of, like, 50. I don't think we'll have to worry about anyone going for this one online. Not only is it abominably hard, but this is a fast lap only glitch. I would be shocked if anybody in any universe can somehow make this faster for a three lap, because there's just so much setup involved. I still just can't believe someone's made this on a Wii. On an actual console, without emulator, without any cheats. This is a person playing Mario Kart Wii. Normal. I mean, he's not playing it normally, obviously, but the game, no modifications required. You can do this at home. If you are unimaginably good at the game. Anyway, that's that, folks. It's rare that we see a day like this in Mario Kart Wii. The game is 17 years old, but it is the gift that keeps on giving. We have yet another category. This game is basically getting DLC. Just saying, Mario Kart World doesn't have DLC. Mario Kart Wii? We got 4 new categories this year. Say, Fish, dude, you are an insanely, insanely skilled player. And this is something that the whole community can enjoy. So, major congratulations. Let's just watch the rest of his run for fun. Even after making the glitch, it doesn't even matter, but he's still driving it pretty well. For Wario Bike. Having to hop all over the place because this thing's drift is one of the worst in the game. Let's see if he gets the chain wheelie. I think that was a partial chain. Not a full chain, but good enough. Wow. I don't know the former Flap World record off the top of my head. I'll put it on the screen. This is the glitch Flap World record, though. 29.215 seconds. I guess the question is, who's the next person to do this? Is anybody else going to do this? I mean, I'm sure other people will do it eventually, but... Man, for those of you guys who saw this, please let me know in the comments what you think of this glitch, because it's pretty bonkers, obviously. And with that, thank you guys for watching. Love you guys. This is huge. This is awesome. Hope to see you guys in the next one.